This is Kentland Kusbeck with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And in this second hour, we're going to continue to highlight the recorded works of valve trombonist Bob Bookmeyer, who was also an excellent arranger and composer and band leader. And we're going to sample some of his recorded work here in the second hour also. And so we're going to continue and do another track from Brookmeyer's album, The Blues Hot and Cold, which includes Jimmy Rolls on piano, Mel Lewis on drums, Buddy Clark on bass. And this is Jerome Kern's classic composition, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. It's a gorgeous version of Jerome Kern's great tune, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. It's a valve trombone work of Bob Meyer, our featured artist of the week from his album Blues Hot and Cold. Okay, we'll change the pace a little bit, do a little straight ahead hard bop, and we're going to do something by drummer Arthur Taylor from his album Taylor's Tenors. Of course, Art Taylor on drums. His two tenor, the two Taylor tenors are Charlie Rouse and Frank Foster. In addition, a rhythm section of Walter Davis on piano, Sam Jones on bass. And this is an Art Taylor composition, Decor.
Thank you.
Art Taylor on drums, leading up his little group called the Taylor's Tenors, and the Tenors, and Frank Foster on tenor. Also heard Walter Davis on piano. It was called Dakar, a Art Taylor composition. Now we're going to turn to an album that was called Bob Brookmeyer and Stan Getz, recorded in 1961. And this was a reunion of Stan Getz on tenor sax, along with Bob Brookmeyer and Val Trombone, because they had worked together for some time in 53 and 54, and they got back together to record this particular album. And they do a nice swinging version of a George and Ira Gershwin composition, Nice Work If You Can Get It. Thank you. our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Bob Bookmeyer on valve trombone, being reunited with his old partner. They had a quintet together in the early 50s. This is an album they cut in 1961. Bookmeyer on valve trombone, Stan Getz on tenor sax. Some nice, tasteful piano player there by Steve Kuhn. And that was a George and Ira Gershwin composition. Nice work if you can get it. Now we're going to do an old Harry Warren tune, and by tenor sax band Alonzo Davis, I Only Have Eyes for You. And of course, Lockjaw on tenor sax, a fine organ player, overlooked, underrated. Don Patterson on organ, WR on bass, Bill James on drums. Lockjaw, of course, is on tenor sax, and I Only Have Eyes for You.
Thank you.
unmistakable tenor sax sound of Eddie Lockjaw Davis. No one had a sound quite like Lockjaw, and that was I Only Have Eyes for You, and Lockjaw was backed up there with some fine organ work, Hammond B3 organ work by Donald Patterson. That's an old Harry Warren tune. I'm going to turn to an album by our highlight artist of the week, valve trombonist Bob McGuire, and this album is devoted mostly to the compositions of a great songwriter, Alec Wilder. And the album is called Seven Times Wilder. And this is a pianist. Oh, maybe Brookmeyer plays some piano. He does double on piano on some tracks. He was really not a bad piano player. Of course, his main instrument was a valve trombone. So in any event, we've got Bob Buckner and valve trombone, possibly interspersed with a little bit of piano work. We'll see. The great Jim Hall on guitar, Bill Crow on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. This is one of Alec Wilder's most popular compositions, While We Are Young. Thank you. right. That was from our featured artist album, Seven Times Wilder. And that was an Eric Wilder composition, While You're Around. And that was an interesting track because you got an opportunity to hear Bob Bookmeyer on piano on that particular track rather than valve trombone. He did double on piano, but spent most of his time on valve trombone. Well, we'll mix it up a little bit, and we'll do something by the Claude Williamson Trio. And here's Claude Williamson on piano doing I'll Remember You.
Thank you.
Claude Williams on piano, backed up by drums and bass, the Claude Williamson Trio, doing old standard and really up-tempo burner called I Remember April. Back to our highlight artist of the week, Bob Brookmeyer, and now we're going to turn to something a little different. This is an album he churned out called Trombone Jazz Samba. And besides Brookmeyer, we've got Jim Hall and Jimmy Rainey on guard, two guitars, Gary McFarlane vibes, and a Latin rhythm section. And this is a little thing called Samba de Orfeu. That was a board fade. That wasn't done here in the studio. That was done in the recording studio. A little thing done by a trombonist, valve trombonist, Bob Brookmeyer, from his album Trombone Jazz Samba. That was Samba de Orfeu. nice swinging thing that included a Latin rhythm section of three different Latin drummers, and Gary McFarlane on vibes, Jimmy Rainey on and Jim Hall on guitar. Okay, now we're going to turn to a composition by Frank Lesser. He was a great composer and also a lyricist. He wrote the music and the words to most of his tunes. He did things like How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, Guys and Dolls. And this is something by the Woody Herman Big Band. It's a great thing by Lesser. It's from Woody's album Feeling So Blue, and it's Brotherhood of Man. That was the Woody Herman Big Band doing Frank Lesser's composition, Brotherhood of Man. That was a real swinger. We're going to remind you now that we are here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. And we hope you'll join us on Sunday nights for some more modern mainstream jazz. We enjoy the sounds we play here in the studio, and we hope you enjoy them just as well at your listening post. We're going to close this thing out with another thing from Bob Brookmeyer's album. It's simply titled Bob Brookmeyer. And this is a thing that I believe was written by Bob, and it's called Open Country.
Thank you.